Morning Watch, Day 4. Knowing and spreading the up-to-date truth of the highest gospel of God's eternal economy, according to the ministry of the age. Week 6. Related verses. Romans 8, 29, 30, 4, 11, and 23. Verse 29 and 30. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 11. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Verse 23. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. Hebrews 2:10-11. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. John 12:24-26. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his soul life loses it, and he who hates his soul life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Related reading. We are designated the sons of God by a change in life through the process of resurrection. The day is coming when we shall reach the stage of full blossom. That will be the time of the redemption, the glorification of our body, which is the full sonship. The life of the Son of God has been implanted into our spirit. Now we must pass through the process of death and resurrection. This causes the outward man to be consumed, but it enables the inner life to grow, to develop, and ultimately to blossom. This is resurrection. We are daily being put to death so that we may share Christ's resurrection in a practical way. Hallelujah! We shall be designated sons of God by resurrection. A carnation seed is designated not by being labeled, but by being sown into the earth and by growing gradually into a mature, blossoming carnation plant. The full blossoming of a carnation flower is its full designation. Like the carnation seed, we all are in the process of designation. The more we grow and are transformed, the more we are designated the sons of God. According to the flesh, we all are troublesome, both to the church and to those with whom we live. The husbands trouble the wives, and the wives trouble the husbands. But we do not need to have our being according to the flesh, for we have the option of being according to the Spirit. Whether you have your being according to the flesh or according to the Spirit depends on the choice you make. By your own will, you may decide either to have your being according to the flesh or according to the Spirit. May the Lord be merciful to us so that we may choose to live according to the Spirit. We urgently need to learn how to walk according to the Spirit. If we walk according to the flesh, the church life will be most unpleasant. But if we walk according to the Spirit, the church life will be in the heavens. The Spirit who dwells in us is the rising up Spirit and the designating Spirit. Day by day, the Spirit is designating us the sons of God. Most of us today may not have the confidence to say that we are the sons of God. We do not yet have the appearance, the expression of God's sons. Nevertheless, we are under the process of designation by resurrection, and eventually, after we have been fully processed, all will know that we are sons of God. The entire creation is waiting and groaning for this. We also groan because we do not yet have the appearance we should have. We know that we are still short in so many respects and wrong in many things, and we still have failures. But under the Lord's sovereignty, even our failures are used as part of the process. By our failures, our ugly self is torn down, and the Lord has a greater opportunity to work within us. Praise the Lord for the divine process. Not only have we been grafted into Christ that we may have a vital union with him in his death, but we also enjoy his resurrection. Designation is by resurrection, which includes sanctification, transformation, confirmation, and glorification. All of these wonderful things are in the Spirit. By touching the Spirit, we enjoy resurrection and everything included in it. Resurrection is not a matter of doctrine. It is absolutely a matter of touching the Spirit. The most simple way to contact the Spirit is to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. The more we touch the Spirit, the more we enjoy resurrection, and the more we are sanctified, transformed, and glorified.